Call the meeting to order, start with a salute to the flag, pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Floor for public comment. Hearing none. Entertain a motion to approve the July 9th monthly board minutes.
Make a motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions on the minutes? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the June 2025 Treasurer's Report.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions on the June report? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the July Treasurer's Report.
Make a motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions on the July's report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to accept the year-end AUD.
I have a hard copy if anyone didn't get a chance to look, but I did send it all to you guys.
Everybody review it?
Just to go back real quick. July's report.
July's report.
The refuse and garbage charges. Did we really spend all of the money this year already?
Well, we just started collecting in June, so we probably have...
Oh, wait a minute. This is revenue, maybe. Is this our revenue? On page three.
Page three is revenue.
Revenue. Okay. Never mind. I saw that and I went, did we really spend all that already?
No, but I think... When are we up for... when's the contract up for that?
I think it's next year.
Next year?
So he should be starting a bid.
He is.
Not next. Yeah.
He
said something to you, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we're bidding soon or something. I don't know. Next year we're bidding, right? Yeah.
Correct.
So.
What's this permanent improvement thing, 5112.2? Equipment, permanent improvement, is that the truck?
That's the truck.
Okay. Why is it permanent improvement? I thought it was an equipment. All right, whatever. Keep changing the names of stuff. All right. So everybody reviewed the annual audit? Okay, no questions or anything? Everybody happy with that? Seems that we have a pretty good fund balance. You can see there were some changes, transfers made over to the capital funds that we did last year. And I think the village right now is in pretty good shape. Hearing no other questions, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried.
Who was the motions?
I don't know. Brian made the motion. I think Guy seconded, right? You seconded, Guy?
Seconded.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right. Correspondence. No correspondence.
Well, I just have one thing.
One thing.
I got a call from the environmental people about that accident over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just letting us know that the liquid that came out of the thing that fell did test positive for PCBs. So as you can see, it's marked out up there because they're going to tear up the road and the sidewalk and replace it all. So Clean Harbor Environmental will be doing the dig and getting it all out of there, and then we'll have contractors come in and do.
Yeah, probably. I wonder what they're going to do with the manholes. I'm sure it went down the storm drain.
I don't know. I have his number. You can call him.
Okay. You give me that. I'll call him tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good question. Was there a manhole right there?
I think so.
In that area?
I think there was.
You think they would have said something about that, though. Anyways, I'll give you his phone number and you can give him a call.
I mean, it had, if it, you know, if it got into the manholes, that means it's in the piping, too, and went into the creek. That's where it goes.
Well, NCON was there, so if they had a concern with it, I'm sure we would have heard about it, but hopefully there wasn't a manhole there.
Trying to remember where the closest catch basin is over there.
I thought there was one just past the hardware store, right by there.
We'll have to look.
I don't know, you guys are going to have to look.
Yeah,
but
we'll look.
Anyways, that's what I was notified of yesterday. And it looks like they're going to be moving pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. All right, old business, streets and sidewalk. So I had a meeting with DOT today. LaBerge was there, Dave Gruenberg was there. So they're going to be, DOT is going to be sending us our agreement with the state so that we can bill for reimbursement from the grant that we received. We expect, according to them, I got an email from them, we should have it within the next week or two. So we had already received one bill from LaBerge, but we're going to hold off on that one. They're going to rebill us after we get the agreement, so there's no issue with the dates or anything. So we had a long discussion about the right-of-ways, whether they're going to have permanent easements or temporary easements or fee something or others, where they actually purchase the property. That the sidewalks and the work is being done under. So DOT is going to be doing all of that for us, so we don't really have to do anything. So they'll be doing it, they'll be paying for it. And the stuff that's on the state streets, state highways, they will maintain control of. Those will actually, they insist that they want to purchase everything for that's on the state right away. And but they're going to purchase the stuff in the village right away also, and then deed it over to us at the end of the job.
I have a question, Bob, about that.
Yep.
If a property owner holds out, could it stop our project?
Well, it's I don't think so, because I think they're just too eminent domain.
It'll hold it up.
It'll hold it up.
Go through the eminent domain procedure.
So we'll see. They're going to start soon, so. Well, next year probably, but this project is not going to be built in 26. It'll be most likely be built in 27.
Are you kidding?
So, because they, I don't know, there's just so much stuff that they want done that isn't even about building. So, but there are 23 easements that are required along the New York State right of way and 17 on village streets.
Is that going to affect us when it comes down to having enough money for this project?
They're paying for
another
this.
Year?
They're paying for this. Oh, you mean as far as the
enough
the
money
cost?
In the grant with their
costs? We'll have to see what the costs are. But I mean, we've already upped it once.
Right.
And we've discussed the $365,000 that we got to repave 203 because they'd already just repaved it. I said, well, that don't count for nothing. I said, they knew we're going to be digging it all up when we do our project. I says, I spoke with DOT about that prior to them paving and told them that it wouldn't be, we would not be doing the project this year or next year, but most likely the year after, and they opted to pave. And then we carried on that, you know, that number, $365,000, is 4 years old already. And, you know, it's probably not going to cover it. So, anyway, there's talk about that. But we did increase the cost, or the grant amount this year from, almost doubled it, from $2 to $4 million.
Right, but are they going to do that again a whole another year goes by?
We'll see.
Hope so.
See how it goes.
And then when do we have to take the ban?
Well, probably next year. We have enough money to get through, you know, we seeded the, we used $100,000 in fund balance to seed the line item to do engineering, which we get a 20, we only, we're responsible for 20%, so that'll get us $500,000 worth of work. By that point, we ought to be up, we ought to have a good number as to what the cost of the project is going to be to build out and finish, and what we would need for a band. So at that point, we should be able to get a band and, you know, get approval for a bond.
So probably late 26.
Mm, something like that. So any other questions on that? That's where we are. I mean, it's gonna be a slow process. Probably won't be anything new to report for the next couple of months, but it is moving, so. And I'm very happy that DOT's doing all our, the right-of-way stuff, because, and including the purchasing, so they're gonna buy it. We're not, we don't have to put money in for that. So. Any other questions? All right, anybody have anything to bring up to, from their departments or whatever?
I just have one thing to say. I really liked Matt's report this month.
Mm-hmm.
It was very detailed. It lets us know exactly which properties he's dealing with. And
yeah, I've been working with him a little bit on stuff.
Yeah, so that was, I definitely appreciate that. It's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I've been on Dave Gruenberg to make sure that he assists him in whatever way he needs so we can, you know, get some of these things closed up, taken care of.
So. Yeah, but, on a different note, I just saw that they set the violation for 2 Albany Ave, the old gas station, and they obviously did sign for it. But when I called the county to verify that, you know, we're going to be able to re-levy the cost of us maintaining the thing, they did not agree with that. They said, you're going to have to talk to the county attorney, that the county is not going to get stuck with the money that they're not paying us. So as much as we thought that we could re-levy it to the property, I don't know. They weren't happy about that. So he gave me 2 people that you could talk to. One was the county attorney and one was the fiscal officer or something. So, I mean, you still want Pete and Tom to go mow it and keep it clean, right?
Yeah.
Because we have had complaints about it. But.
Yeah. No. We got to keep it up.
All right. We may not get to re-levy any cost.
Well, we'll see. We'll talk to them.
Right. You know what they're saying is because they're already going to get stuck with.
That's their problem.
He was like, oh, well, then, well. It isn't fair that we're going to get stuck with all the money. We're going to make you guys whole, but we're going to get stuck with the money.
That's like, how the process works.
I said, I don't know much about it. I said, but, you know, I'll let the mayor know. That's what I told him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll talk to him about it. Anything else? So, we got a phone call about a tree across the creek. I walked all down that creek. I could not find a tree across that creek.
Right on Sandy's property.
I didn't see it. I couldn't get into her property. Nobody was home, so I didn't go.
She said for you to go right on it. Now her son cut the brushy part off on her side that was on her lawn.
All right. Well, I walked the ambulance side of the property, and I could not find the tree across the property, across the creek.
It's pretty far down.
Well, I did, yeah. I went past her house.
Oh. It's right there. She called me yesterday too, looking for an update.
I'll have to go through her yard to go see what's there.
Yeah, you know, the geese can't get by. It's a problem.
They can walk around.
It's going to block the
water. They can fly.
I don't know. I don't go back there to look either.
So we did have a service main break on a leak on Route 20, which was repaired this week.
Just a service line?
It was a service line, yeah. Yep.
Did we ever get any resolution on that report of the cloudy water.
What?
There was a report of cloudy water.
Yeah, there was, people were complaining that their water was cloudy.
Oh, it was the air.
Air.
It was the air thing. Once we switched the pumps and did something, Rich and Pete took care of it, and within a couple of days of switching pumps, it worked. I guess one of the pumps has an air release valve and another one doesn't. So since that worked, I guess you told them to go ahead and get an air release valve on the other. I guess Avante is coming out. He's having some problems at the pump house, so I don't know all the details of that.
Yeah, we're losing continuity with the... It's losing communication. I got a call today.
Yeah. Some kind of communication thing going on, but yeah. So that ended up being the answer. So the other pump should get an air release valve and we wouldn't have that problem. Because it worked out just fine. Within like 3 days, it cleared up. And not a phone call after that.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it was great.
All right. Anybody want to bring anything up before we go on to new business or resolutions?
There's just one bill.
One bill.
It's a water bill.
That's a water bill. That's yours, Charlie. Resolutions. Refund $1,198.25 to tax ID 211.8-3-23 for a duplicate tax payment.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Transfer $4,468.94 from the JCAP grant fund, or JCAP grant.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the wording on that.
3389. That was for the chairs, right? And,
when we got
the
JCAP grant, we put it into this 3389.1. Yeah. My question with it is that our grant amount was 4533. And when I look on the treasurer's report, that's not what she put in that number. So I do have a question with that. Here nor there, we have spent the money out of justice,
mm-hmm.
and now we need to put it in there to replenish.
All right, so we're going to transfer $4,068.94 from JCAP grant 3389.1A to 1110.4 Justice Court.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. So this is for the chairs and the desk.
It's for everything. So we bought the desk,
stuff.
The file cabinet, the chairs, and then office supplies that they allowed us to use some
balance
money for.
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of confused why all the money's not over there.
All right. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Bills number, pay bills 54 through 93 in the amount of 81,526.21 in the general fund and 1,912.82 in the water fund and 7,517.35 paid outside of abstract.
Make the motion.
Marshall by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions on the bills? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Second motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Ryan. We're adjourned.